Hot mic, here
we
go.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love preview shows.
I'm Brian, and I really like preview shows.
I'm Dan, and God, I hate preview shows, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Deck the Hallmark, it's his podcast. Brandon and friends host his podcast. We hope you like this jolly podcast.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday to you and Yorn. It's Bran, it's Brian, it's Dan, and we are here with a preview show. Now, something you might need to know about this that I just found out.
Preview shows are pointless.
No.
And make Dan needs to go fall in a well. Dan needs to go fall in a well, and last thing is to not find you.
Fall in a well.
Remember baby Jessica falling in a well?
At least I won't be singing on a cruise ship, you know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with that. We're not into Spring Into Love yet.
Oh. But we're doing a preview show anyway.
We're covering the March movies. But there is no Spring Into Love. Technically, Tyler Hines' movie at the end of the month kicks off.
Are we previewing Tyler's movie?
We are, because it's a March movie.
So what
because
is March?
It's a March
Why
movie.
Why did we switch to monthly preview episodes?
Because it's what we
seasonal.
Because then we wouldn't have previewed these movies.
That's fine. Who cares?
Then how would we watch
the
them?
The listeners do. Dan, do you listen to the listeners? Do you listen to listeners?
Can you don't. Say listeners?
You don't.
Do you listen to
So here's
listeners?
What we're going to do. We're going to do March. We're going to rate them out of clovers. We're going to rate
them out of four-leaf clovers. We're going to do three four-leaf clovers.
I know it's confusing.
It's stupid.
Okay, fine. One out of five patties.
You know what's great, though, is patties?
St. Patties!
No, I'm pretty sure that's offensive to someone.
Pots of gold?
You cannot rank it
one out of five pots
McCormick?
Of gold.
What are the shakes? Shamrock shakes?
Shamrocks.
Leprechauns aren't real, right?
Leprechauns are not real, but my kid will fight you
okay,
on
but
that.
Can we do one out of five leprechauns?
Can we do shamrocks to offensive? Be safe?
Guys,
and then
come
instead
on.
Of a cream, can we give a shamrock shake?
Ooh. Okay. What?
As a Bostonian, I would like to point out that it's St. Patty's with D, like P-A-D-D-Y.
Yeah.
Not Patty's.
You offended somebody already.
Gosh.
It's unbelievable.
It's going to be a good day.
You know what's good? Right, you fine, were telling me, as much as I hate the preview episodes, that on Philo, they're extra special because why?
People can see them.
That is special.
Yes, but also, it's the one place that you can watch our preview show, hear about all the movies, and then also go ahead and set up your DVR, which is unlimited, to watch the movies
way. And so when, like, Brian, sometimes when you're listening, Brian creams something, you can't tell if it's a serious cream or if it's more of like a... Like a heckle cream.
Sure.
But I do like this. One out of five shamrock
if you see
shakes.
His face, you know what kind
you
of
know,
cream it is.
You know.
One out of five shamrock shakes, but you can make it a shamrock shake.
It's one out of five shamrocks.
One out of five shamrocks. You can make one of them a shamrock shake.
By throwing a cream in there.
God,
I love that. You know what would be great if we could do for the visual is, you know, when the Nickelodeon covers football and they throw the gack, you know? Wouldn't it be great if we could do that with the cream?
We can gack one?
Yeah, with the cream, slime. We have it like cover the screen.
Cream and gack. I got you.
All right. And also, we're going to do all the March movies. We're covering all the March movies. We're going to do all the March movies, including the ones that air on movies
Let's
in this.
Let's go,
so
man.
We're marching into spring.
We're marching into spring, and the next one's spring. But we are going to spring into one of the springs because I don't know.
Is stupid, and we should just wait for the spring movies and not worry about previewing.
Makes perfect
the
sense.
Movies, they're out. We got a Palaha. We got a Sustad. We got a Paul Campbell. We got to preview these. We can't just let them go, Dan. Right.
We can. We've done it in the past.
No. We haven't.
We have.
In what? The last, what? Back in 19?
You can't put the
back
toothpaste.
Back in 19 when we didn't have a good handle on dyslexia?
Yeah, you didn't. In 19 you would have. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Once
That's
it's
exactly
out
right. The people are demanding it.
What?
Do you even listen to listeners?
Listeners?
For Game sure. of Love,
yep.
March 11th, Hallmark Channel.
Little bit of this, a little bit of that. Started with a kiss, now we're up to that. Come on. Santana, Game of Love?
Nope.
Yeah. Nobody? No. Just me?
Yep.
Whatever, guys.
Yep. Bam, bam.
Yeah,
that's
there you go. That's Santana for you.
Kimberly Sustad and Brooks Darnell are in this
Brooks movie. Darnell? Is he related to Brooks Darnell at all?
Yes.
Or,
relation.
Or is yes. Brooks a different
They're
guy?
They're related, Dan.
My name's Brooks Darnell. I'm not as famous as Brooks, but I try my best.
Kimberly Sustad.
Brooks out.
Brooks Darnell. Game of Love.
I'll go sing on the cruise line now. Brooks Darnell out.
Audrey Watson, played by Kimberly Sussett, is put in charge of developing a new board game that is all about romantic love. To make sure things happen on a faster than normal schedule, what? She is...
They usually happen fast?
So they, board they, games are...
At the board game company?
They walk in and they're like, I know that normally things happen fast here.
Yes.
But we, for yes. this, we've got a plan to be faster yes. than normal.
She's paired with outside marketing consultant Matthew Reynolds.
Matthew Reynolds.
The only problem is that these two have entirely different ways of working. That's the only problem. Aside from that, everything's going great.
Faster than normal as well.
And views on the subject of love. So they have completely different work strategies and they have completely different views on love. But aside from that,
they already made this movie with Tyler Hines. It was the 12 Dates of Christmas. They're game designers. They have to work together. It's the same movie.
Not the same movie. Their attempts at working together end in disaster because the game in no way reflects what it's like to meet and fall in love with the right someone. What a worthless game. They soon realize that they are influenced by their own mistakes in the dating world. While Audrey is too independent, Matt is preoccupied with looking the part and making the right impression. In order to build a successful board game that captures the art of romance, both have to figure out what they're doing wrong and start working together as a team. Unexpectedly... By Noah, helping each
start
other
as a team unexpectedly or no.
Sorry, start working together as a team.
Period.
Unexpectedly, comma. Helping each other begets a deeper attraction. Yes.
Period.
When the game risks getting canceled,
time out. Freeze it. The game risks getting canceled. Win the game risk, like capital R, like I'm going to roll three times gonna cancel to take risk? Bolivia from you, like that game risk?
But Dan, for someone who hates these episodes, you sure are prolonging the heck out of it. When the game just risks being canceled. When the game.
Now, is he related to Brooks?
Somebody say Butch? I'm back, everybody. Butch and Butch.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, baby.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, yeah, I sing on the cruise boat out there.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
When the game risks being canceled.
I do a mean gin blossoms.
Give it to me.
Hey, jealousy.
Nailed it. Audrey gets cold feet and pushes Matthew away. To hold on to everything that matters to her, she must confront her fears and find the right way to win the game of love. And you can contact Julian Spires.
Oh, wow.
Julian Spires at HallmarkMedia.com. Dan?
Wait, hold on. How many movies are we doing?
Five.
And so we get one cream. One cream to make it a shake.
That's exactly right.
Cream for shake. This sounds atrocious. Mm. I love Brooks Darnell and Kimberly Sustad. Yeah. I think together might make quite a pair. For that and that reason only, give me one Shamrock.
Ooh.
The rest of this sounds really, really
bad. Wow, I didn't expect you to give it a Shamrock.
One Shamrock for me.
You're a new man.
That's right. As long as it is Brooks and not Butch.
Well,
okay.
We all have to watch to find out.
That's right.
So this one, I like that Kimberly Sussett, I get the feeling like she probably punched this thing up. The script.
I see.
You know what I mean? So I'm thinking she, with her fingers all in there.
Good
Brooks,
God.
I don't know. Great. They're going to be a good combo. It's going to be pretty funny.
How'd you make that weird? Brand's got a handle on it.
I am going to roll the dice on this one.
The fire's going on.
This is
I quit.
Four Shamrocks, tossing a cream in, making it a shake, Shamrock shake.
You're shamrocking the first man out of the game.
I'm risking it all. And I'm going all in on it.
That's risky business, baby. I like board games. I like Kimberly Sustad. I like Brooks and Bruce. And for that reason, I'm going three straight down the middle.
Ooh. No.
For a like, three straight down the middle, holding on to my shake.
Hold on to the cream.
We're heading over to the movies and mysteries on the following night for Unexpected Grace, starring Erica Durance.
Is this a Christian movie?
And Michael Rady. The Rady's back, really? Everybody.
Ooh,
the Rady's Rady back, alert. Everybody.
Michael
what?
Rady.
Is the Dayspring one?
Or no.
That's Blessing. That's Blessing Bracelet.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm ahead.
Okay, good talk. Unexpected Grace, not a Christian movie.
When Grace, Played by Trimbley. Who's that? That's somebody else in this movie, apparently.
Played by Trimbley.
Not by Erica Durance.
Trimbley on the line or no?
No, hey, not today. Everybody. Hello? Oh, no, Trimbley? No. Trimbley? Is that you?
It's me.
How you doing?
Are you a ghost of some sort?
No, very just shaky and...
Someone might say there's a little tremble to your voice.
You might say.
Okay. When Grace, played by Trimbley, finds a message tied to a balloon written by a girl named Tony... Played by Sophie Powers, also not Erica Durance. Erica's coming, I'm sure.
She's going to be there. Don't count out the Durance.
Who was looking for a friend. She eagerly responds as she's new in town and has been trying to find her place there.
What do you mean, like her own place to live?
I don't know, man. Tony's mother. Tony's
already beaten down.
Mother.
You're looking for a place to where? I don't know.
Tony's mother, played by, her name's Noelle. Played by Durance.
Okay. Durance?
That's exactly right. Receives Grace's note and is touched by it. But when she responds, she can't find it in her to share that her daughter passed away 2 years prior.
What is happening?
Noelle and Grace's correspondence eventually leads to an in-person meeting where Noelle then meets her father, Jack, played by Rady. As the three of them spend time together, the friendship between Noelle and Grace leads them on an unexpected journey. Mm. I'm... a little foggy mm-hmm. here. So the little girl, I think, finds a message with a balloon. And she's trying to... the letter I see... Dan, what do you think?
You going to share? Is there a shorter synopsis?
That's the shortest one I can find.
I don't know any more about this movie now than I did before, aside from Durst being a very late arrival. Michael Rady's in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anytime we get to see Michael Rady, that's great.
Yeah.
One Shamrock again. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep, sure.
I got nothing.
I'm giving Rady a Shamrock.
Okay.
I'm giving Big Water a Shamrock so they don't come after me.
Big Water, yeah. You don't want to stay off of Big Water's bad side.
Thank you. And I'm going to hold strong there at two.
Going to hold strong there at two. I love Rady so much. I think Rady in my books gets two automatically.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You so know maybe, what? I'm going to give him 1.5.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. I'm going to go with 2. Final answer for the Unexpected Grace, a movie that there's a balloon involved. I think an adult finds a balloon that was written by a kid looking for another kid, like their friend. And they find out, they track down who the friend's supposed to be, and that friend's dead.
Mm-hmm. There's someone's dead in this.
So the idea that I got from the preview was that the female lead's daughter doesn't have any friends, and she writes a note on a balloon.
Sad.
Then Rady's daughter finds it later and writes
2 years later?
I don't know, but finds it, writes back. At a timeline, I don't know. But at that point, the female lead's daughter has died. So they kind of form this friendship.
Okay.
Like, hey, we've been writing and... That's what I got from the preview.
Okay.
So there is a dead.
Someone's dead. There's a dead guy.
Grace, maybe? I don't know.
Unexpectedly,
yeah. Grace. No, I'm on board now.
All right, fair enough. Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we will get to the other movies here on Deck the Hallmark. Bop, 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 bop. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Deck the Hallmark. We are talking about some March movies.
Who's that?
I don't know. It was just something I was trying. Up next, we have a winning team.
Yeah.
A winning team. This is Nadia Hada. And what do you mean?
Nadia Hada is her name?
Nadia, H-A-T-T-A. Hada.
Nadia Hada.
Why are you? Can you just trust me?
I just assume you don't pronounce
once?
It right.
And Christopher Palaha. This is going to be a winning team. It's airing on March 18th on the Hallmark Channel. After getting fired for lack of sportsmanship, professional soccer player Emily Chin, played by Hada, travels home to spend some much-needed downtime with her widowed...
Some what?
much needed downtime with her widowed brother. When she accidentally injures her niece, Ava.
When she injures a child?
Hold on.
She's getting better and better.
No, no.
When she accidentally injures her niece.
No, not yet. When she accidentally injures her niece, Ava's coach.
Got it.
Ian Vermette, played by Palaha, she covers for him and leads Ava's team into the playoffs. With a shot at the championship at stake, Emily and Ian's differing coaches' styles threatens their objective. But as they begin to warm up to each other on and off the field, they make strides towards healing old wounds. Mm. But when Emily gets an offer from the field, when Emily gets an offer from her old coach,
it's the field.
You just shorten old coach to field.
If you build it, it will come. Nadia Hada, come here.
She gets an offer. She gets an offer.
Leave and come here. I'm the field.
But when Emily gets an offer.
Nadia, why are you staring at the field?
The wind is whistling through the grass in the field.
It could be done by now, Dan. The episode.
Nadia Hada, come here.
But when Emily gets an offer from her old coach.
I'm scared. I got an offer. You can't refuse.
That is so scary.
Their romantic relationship is threatened. I didn't even know they had a romantic relationship. Can these two get back on the same team before the big game? You can watch the movie or you can email Kim Murphy at kimmurphy@hallmarkmedia.com. I don't think she'll tell you what happens.
You can try.
Worth the shot.
You can try, though.
Worth the shot. Dan, what are you shamrocking?
Yeah, so... I assumed this was some sort of Dumb and Dumber sequel by Chris Palaha's hair. And I clearly am mistaken. There's a field that's given out offers. I don't know about that. Our boy Chris is back in a movie, not a Christmas movie. He's got a crazy hairstyle. I've talked to Chris about this movie, and for that reason, I'm going to go 2 shamrocks.
Nice.
Do with that what you will, everybody. Brian?
So this one, yeah, Palaha, he'll be fun. My kids are on a soccer kick right now. No pun intended. Ah! Didn't even try.
It's a pun, y'all.
So they're on a soccer kick
right
now.
Everybody.
So they're going to want to watch this movie. That's going to be fun to watch. But that, are you crossing the wire? That's our big name.
That's our big name, man.
Yeah. They're going to like watching this movie. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to go 4 shamrocks on this one.
Yeah. I've also talked to Chris about this movie. For that reason, I'm giving it 5 shamrocks. And
what?
I'm making it a shake. Shamrock shake for me. Shout out to my guy, Palaha. Got to do it. Wow. Legally obligated.
Yep. Wow. Yep. Man.
Up next, we have a mystery murder. Movies and mysteries. It's murder, mystery, and marriage, apparently, in a movie called The Cases of Mystery Lane. Mm. This is with Amy Garcia and Paul Campbell.
Okay.
March 19th, the following night. Birdie Case... played by Garcia. Now that's interesting because Nikki's nickname in her movies is Birdie.
Birdie, that's right.
Birdie Case is a bright, successful attorney. Mm. Her husband, Alden, played by Campbell, or Birdie's played by Garcia, by the way. Her husband, Alden, is smart and charming, but his inability to settle on a career is causing strain in their marriage. When Alden goes behind his wife's back to take classes in hopes of becoming a private investigator, a homework assignment entangles him in a murder investigation. How?
Nikki is Goldie, not Birdie. What are you talking about?
My bad. That's my bad, everybody. Goldie, Birdie, what are they?
I was thinking it, and I didn't want to be wrong that I saw it pop up in the chat just now.
Dan, don't stop. You weren't thinking it. You weren't thinking it.
I was
thinking it. This is classic Dan. Dan Fisher, I was thinking it, but I didn't say it. Birdie just may hold the keys to solving the mystery, but Alden will have to come clean to find out. Only Alden suspects that Birdie might be hiding secrets of her own.
You mean Goldie?
No, nope. Not in this case. And while you're emailing Kim Murphy about the Palaha movie, you can also email her about this one, The Case of Mystery Lane. Kim Murphy at HallmarkMedia.com. Brian.
Oh, me.
Dan.
So I've been saying on this podcast for years that I think Paul Campbell would make an excellent serial killer in a mystery movie. Now.
You have.
I don't think he's going to be one in this movie, but I think he'd be good at it.
Yep.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go zero shamrocks, but I'm still going to give you a cream to make a shamrock shake.
Can you
for
can
the possibility that Paul Campbell's a serial killer? That's what I'm doing.
Can you have a shamrock shake without the shamrock?
I don't think so.
I think it's just cream. We're waiting on the shamrock to appear.
Okay, so this is just a cream.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah, I think that we're going to have a good time with him. Suspecting him as a killer here.
Man, and he'd be so good at it.
He's gonna play into, or you know, not on purpose, but he's gonna lean into that. It's gonna look suspicious, and that's gonna be really fun. And obviously, he, I don't know if he wrote this, but you know that he had some hands on the script.
So he got his fingers all in there,
all, just like this. and if you had Philo watching us on Philo, you would see
exactly how his hands were in there.
Three and a half for me.
I'm intrigued by it. I'm intrigued by the overall situation. So I'm going to go three right down the middle. Three right down the middle. Last but not least, kicking off Spring Into Love.
Welcome to Spring Into Love preview show, everybody.
Nope.
Where we preview all the movies and the Spring Into Love.
No. This is a movie that airs in March. We have 5 weeks in April. We'll still have plenty of movies to preview.
Phew.
So have plenty of movies to preview. This is a picture of her. This is kicking off the Spring Into Love programming event.
Anybody we know in this one?
Tyler Hines.
Oh, that guy.
And the Fish.
Oh, Rhiannon the Fish.
Rhiannon Fish.
Rhiannon. Is it Rhiannon?
Rhiannon.
I think it's Rhiannon.
Saturday, March 25th. Beth, played by Fish. Works, that's what they... That's what they put here. Beth, smart. Played by Fish.
Plays Beth in this
They knew you'd be reading this.
Guys, you're not going to buy... You're not going to believe this. Beth, played by Fish, works on her dad's salmon boat.
Come on.
Harbored in a picturesque fishing village in the Pacific Northwest. Mm. When her aunt Dodie... Isn't that Nikki Deloach's character's name? It's Dodie?
Dodie.
Breaks her leg and has no family to help care for her. Beth offers to go visit her in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, Jake Driver, played by Hines, is a freelance photojournalist who goes by the name of Shutterbox. No information about that. Shutterbox.
He goes by the name Shutterbox.
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 B-O-T?
Shutterbot. One more?
Shutterbot.
So this guy says, hi, my name is Jake. Call me Shutterbot?
Call me Shutterbot.
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it's his online persona or something.
Dreams of a career as a fine art photographer.
Oh, my gosh.
A name like that.
Until his career takes off, he accepts
what? What does he do?
What did he do there?
Does he do something else for money?
And he's a photographer.
Until his
what?
Career takes off, he has to do something else. Does he sing on a boat? It sounds like he does something else.
Maybe
on a boat or on shore.
He accepts assignments from a friend at a popular weekly newspaper.
None of us have a cream for
this. That's interesting. Taking pictures for a popular weekly newspaper sounds very similar to a fine art photographer.
It does.
His next gig is a shoot springtime at a farmer's market where he happens to snap a stunning candid photo.
Don't sleep on Shutterbot.
He takes a picture. He takes a picture of Beth at the flower stand and inadvertently includes it with his assignment. How? Yeah. It ends up earning a prize position on the cover of the weekly.
Wow!
Oh, and
cover the weekly,
and becomes an overnight viral sensation.
Of course.
Jake is stunned by the accident, but thrilled when he unexpectedly meets Beth at a dog park.
Is a dog?
Apparently, Finding
Shutterbox has a dog.
It's tough as a freelance photographer to have a dog.
Finding a way to get to know Beth without her guessing who he is, a friendship rapidly blossoms, and he becomes smitten by her unpretentiousness.
Oh, what?
And who effortless star. I don't know.
A bot.
And effortless. ChatGDP. Effortless charm. Because of the photo, Beth.
Are we still doing this?
I don't know. Because of the photo, Beth now finds herself fielding offers from modeling agencies and invitations to appear on talk shows,
maybe even
Deck the Hallmark. Swept up by her newfound fame and encouraged by Dodie.
Did you say swept?
I don't know, man. Beth agrees to appear in a commercial. And it is there that she discovers Jake's been the mysterious photographer all along, angry and hurt.
What the heck? Why are they still giving us
Beth territory?
Like the movie is, the credits are happening by now.
Beth turns her back on her short-lived fame and heads back to the safety and obscurity of her father's boat. Mm. Jake desperately...
A fish returns to water.
Better title.
Jake desperately wants to explain to Beth, but is unsure how to even contact her. It is only when Aunt Dodie, realizing that both Beth and Jake are in love, cooks up a scheme.
I'm cooking up stuff.
To reunite them in the charming fishing village. That's all we can give you.
That's it? That's it?
That's all you can give us.
But I bet if you email Taylor Albers, she might give you a little something. TaylorAlbers@crownmedia.com. Dano.
Yeah, so this sounds like one of the worst movies I've ever heard. Hallmark does not do photography well at all. Hallmark does not do photography well at all. We hear the entire plot in the synopsis. However, I feel like it's been a while since Tyler Hines has just done an under-the-radar, not Christmas movie. Like, he did, like, six in a year. But I feel like he just didn't do a lot of press for this movie. And so maybe because it
sounds... Well, we're still a month away.
It sounds so terrible. Maybe, like, I'm just thinking it can't be as bad as it sounds. So I'm gonna split the difference and give it the highest rating. And I'm gonna go down the middle at 2.5.
He did down the middle. Wow.
He did always Amore last year, which was
Was last year. Yeah. Always Amore was 2022. God, that movie was bad.
Well, there you go.
Man, I shouldn't have given this 2.5. But the rating's in. It's locked. There's nothing I can do.
Can't do it.
Brian.
Yep. So I'll go one shamrock for Ty, one for the fish, half for the fish.
So 2.5.
That's right.
Down the middle.
2.5, just under down the middle. Yep, 2.5 for me.
One for Tyler.
So
one for the fish.
The actor?
Half for the fish.
That's right. We've got a couple fish scenarios in this movie. We have a Rion and fish. And we do have a fish in the water, fishing boat.
Same.
Pops' boat.
Yeah.
So a lot of
2.5. Yeah, which one were you given a whole fish and which one?
We'll see, won't we?
We certainly will.
I'm going
back to the heart of worship.
I'm going to go.
Fire on set.
Everybody, whenever you're ready.
I'm going to go 5 for Hines, -1 for the plot of the movie, giving it a 4.
A 4.
Going to land on a 4. I don't want it misconstrued.
No,
I don't want it misconstrued.
No, there's a D in there.
I'm sure nobody will misconstrue it.
I don't want to misconstrue it.
No, I don't want it.
Misconstrued. No. Or
you're so
misconstrued.
Wrong. I see some people in the chat giving me a hard time for not giving this movie a 0. Can I be very clear? Lately, I've been choosing the wrong one as the worst of the month, and I'm reversing it. I think this sounds the worst. I'm giving it the best grade. Has very little to do with Tyler, aside from he's in it, and maybe that'll raise the bar some. Mm-hmm. But it could be awful. It could be awful.
A rising tide, you know, what they
carries all the fish.
That's right.
Well, we did, everybody. Congratulations.
And you did
shove all the way off right now. We did, everybody. Congratulations. Another wonderful preview show in the books. Can't wait to cover all these movies.
Yep.
Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast is produced by Aaron Shea.
What?
For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here in the old studio. Thanks for listening, or don't listen. It's really up to you at this point. It's at the end of the show. I mean, you're listening to me. Hi. But here they come. I promise they're coming. Yep, here they are. Happy day.